Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest, we welcome back Dr. T. Dwayne McKay. He's the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer of Florida Tech, and the incoming President as of July 1st. Welcome back, Dr. McKay.
Well, thanks, Wes. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. And today we're talking about student success. Since your earliest days as provost here at Florida Tech, that has been a priority for the university. How is student success fostered here at Florida Tech?
Well, first of all, we're not just talking about student success here at Florida Tech. We're talking about a career, talking about student success for a lifetime, not just the 4 years or whatever that they're able to spend here on our beautiful campus. I've always said that, you know, I've never had to work a day in my life. I've enjoyed every single day I've had once I at least finished college. So I want the students to have the same thing. And it's really pretty simple. If you have great faculty that are truly dedicated to their profession, they instill in the students the desire not only to learn, but to use their learning in real life and in their careers. And so the goal is, hey, I want every single student that graduates from here to be able to say the same thing I say, and that is, I've never had to work a day in my life.
Several independent measures, including payscale.com, U.S. News and World Report, Forbes magazine, demonstrate that Florida Tech students go on to successful careers. Is that an appropriate translation, if you will, of that fostering student success to be able to go on and make those kinds of contributions?
Well, actually, we cheat here at Florida Tech. We educate people in areas that are very useful and there are great needs within the world. So, you know, we don't have very many programs here that anyone could say are esoteric. They're all focused on creating not only a better life for the student and for the graduate, but a better life for people in general. So our graduates are in high demand. They work at the best companies in the world, and I'm hoping they're having as much fun as I am.
And as incoming president, how do you hope to foster that level of student success that Florida Tech has been so well known for now for the last several years?
Well, I think I started in a certain way, and I plan to continue, and that is to listen to a lot of people, but in particular, the employers that want to hire our students. We're getting more and more into the entrepreneurial world where our students are forming their own companies, starting out, striking out on their own. Our business school has found a niche there in terms of innovation. And so many of our students are now forming their own companies and starting that way. But in general, they go to work for one of the companies in the Melbourne or Florida area or even the United States or across the world. And so I think you listen to those employers about what is it they like about Florida Tech graduates and why they employ Florida Tech graduates, and ensure that we continue to focus our educational process so that that is something they'll not just say this year, but next year and 20 years from now.
Exciting times at the Florida Institute of Technology. Dr. T. Dwayne McKay, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and incoming President of Florida Tech. Dr. McKay, thank you for your time today.
I love it. Thank you so much, Wes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.